Traitor, home of Trump lawyer Michael Vander Veen targeted with graffiti. By Joel B. Polak on February 14, 2021. A vandal painted traitor on the sidewalk in front of the home of Michael Vander Veen, one of the lawyers for former President Donald Trump. On Friday evening, hours after he had argued at the Senate impeachment trial. The local Philadelphia CBS affiliate reported. The Philadelphia area home of one of Donald Trump's defense attorneys, Michael Vander Veen, has been vandalized with graffiti. Someone spray-painted traitor at the end of the driveway of his Chester County home with an arrow pointed toward the house. Detective Scott Pizik of the West Whiteland Township Police Department in Chester County said the graffiti were reported around 8 p.m. Friday at Vander Veen's home. Many of Trump's lawyers have been threatened or abused since the election. As Breitbart News reported in November, Trump attorney Jenna Ellis was threatened with rape. Democrats have also urged that Trump's attorneys be disbarred. Constitutional law scholar Jonathan Turley noted. Many attorneys supported attacks on other lawyers in the past through groups like the Lincoln Project. Now Vander Veen is under attack. How many professors and lawyers will now speak out in his defense? The silence is deafening. Jonathan Turley, at Jonathan Turley, February 14, 2021. These were attorneys doing their jobs in representing a client. There was a time when there would be a chorus of objections to those harassing them and abusing them. Now lawyers often seem to be leading or spurring the mob to the doors of fellow lawyers. Jonathan Turley, at Jonathan Turley, February 14, 2021. Vander Veen has not acknowledged the vandalism explicitly, though he told Fox News on Saturday, "My home was attacked. My entire family, my business, my law firm are under siege right now." Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is How Not to Be a SH. The Old Country, Lessons from South Africa. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.